N4VUT.
Pete, go ahead, KO for HCAT.
Let everybody know that in downtown Tigerville, if you could call it that, on the NGU campus, the gas station is open 24/7 and accepting cars. And also the Sphinx on 25 and Traveler's Rest is currently with fuel and minimal lines.
Got the Sphinx on 25 with fuel, little lines, and the Sitco on campus there on 414 and I didn't get the other cross street there.
NGU campus, so it's 414 and the 253.
Yeah, what it was. Your name and call sign, please, sir. K4MVCUT.
It's 4 Victor Uniform Tango. Yes, sir.
Taking me a minute.
Gas from my generator drove all the way out to Traveler's Rest, turned around and came back, and the lights were on campus. Go figure.
Spend all that time and then the lights are on now. That'd be about my luck, but then if I didn't, they wouldn't come on.
I know a closer place to get gas to my house now.
Think about this, everybody's learning, for sure.
Be able to give you an update on whether the Dollar General will be up and open. Right now it's closed, but they do have power.
That I will be back at net control in the morning. I'm covering here until 9 o'clock, and then that'll be it for me tonight.
Sir, thank you very much for everything that you do and for VUT monitoring.
Thank you, Jamie. KO4HK, standing by.
4HKX, KO4NUE.
Yes, go ahead, Chad.
Hey, bud, we have any, just got home. Any luck with your ordeal today?
Link, I'm pretty sure the settings are all right. I think the cable may be bad. So I'll find another cable tonight and take it with me tomorrow.
Well, if you need some help with it tomorrow, I can venture that way. You'll have to help guide me in.
How things go for you today in Perry?
I went into surgery at 1:20 and 7, something after 7, he came out. Fused 4 vertebrae together. 4 screws, 2 pins. He's still on catheter, and he's ill as a hornet.
Hopefully so, and he is your son.
I'll have to take it.
How's Anna doing?
She's tore up. But we got a little bit of relief after surgery, and the doctor was brief. But they're just—I mean, they got people in the hallway down there, man. It's a madhouse.
For sure, especially with a couple of the hospitals shutting down Friday and Saturday. There, they just couldn't do anything. I'm sure they're just trying to get their feet under them now.
Well, we got one an old man up here. We're going to have to make a decision on trying to get him somewhere. He's kind of stable now, but I don't know what we're going to do with him. But you got any information on hospitals up your way?
Not at the moment at all. Haven't got any word on hospitals.
So if the route to Asheville VA is passable?
Do not think it is at this time. If you give me a minute, I'll send a text. I have a friend that's on the Asheville Emergency Services. I will see if I can find out anything.
Appreciate it.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
N4VUT. Hey, Chad, Last I heard before the storm, they shut down the entire Blue Ridge Parkway. I'm not sure if they opened it back up yet or not.
And I sent him a message to see if there was a possible passable way to get to the VA hospital in Asheville. I don't know when he'll get it because he's on the Asheville Fire Department up there, and they don't know when they're going to get off. He was told that he couldn't come home until this was over.
Okay, he's stable, so we'll just keep an eye on him. Listen, where are you stationed at? Up there at the fire department or the church or what?
I am still at my I'm back at my QTH. We have a curfew over here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right, where are you running operations, what I mean?
I will still be at the church.
All right, y'all got food up there, a means to cook something, or something to make things a little bit easier?
They bought an old school. It was one of the elementary schools I went to, and converted it into a church and a disaster relief area. This church I'm dealing with here, their missions around the world, and anytime there's hurricanes or anything like that, they send out loads and loads of disaster relief around the world.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about your antenna for HF.
Fiber antenna, the one that's tunable and packable. It's up on the roof of the church, so I've got it tuned 40 meters, 1.102, I believe it was, with a 1.8.
All right, roger that. So when length of day was did it ever key the radio?
They wouldn't key the radio. Everything synced up and said ready to go, and then it would never key the radio.
Roger. So the TNC synced up with VARA, and it gave you a notification that said, you know, TNC is available, or TNC is good, or whatever, you know, that little message is.
John and I worked on it for I don't know how many hours.
Okay. All right, well, I will, if you want to continue working on it tomorrow, I will, what I'll do is I'll get mine, validate that it is operational. I've still got one dipole that's, half of it's good, so I'll validate what I can, and then just bring the whole system there, if that would be helpful.
I think we've got a plan right now, I was talking to Tom earlier, and they've got people lined up to on standby, just like Scott right now, to cover until 10 o'clock tonight, and then they're going to pick it back up in the morning, just like we did today, and they're going to relay stuff down for us for tomorrow. But after this is over and everybody can calm down, this is going to be a priority.
Roger that. I think we've talked about that before, but yeah, you're right. All right, so I'm assuming you've got a little notebook in the back of your head of lessons learned with all this.
Do I?
So we definitely gonna get together and correct some things. I mean, we're pleased with what we've got so far. I mean, we've been able to sustain. We've had to work, but I think we can get a plan together for everybody and get it on paper. Definitely some tweaking that needs to be done, but we get a plan together to help everybody, so we kind of know. All in all, I've been really impressed, to be honest with you.
This for all the struggles, things have went fairly smooth as can be expected with what's happened as fast as the ham operators have rolled in and come back up. And I got something to talk to you about off the air. I don't want to mention it on air because it may not happen. It may happen, but there's a good chance it will. So I'll talk to that when we can see each other in person.
Okay, sounds good. Well, all right. I'll check in with you in the morning. And if you, like I said, if you need some help, I can definitely move that way. And if nothing else, get things ironed out here, if that's what you want.
Up in the morning and see how things are going, because they did get, we have some text messages coming back online now, so sale is starting to roll back in, so we can kind of step aside and a little less demand on us for needs and everything like that, but it is still kind of limited, so I want to be there and do everything I can until it is fully operational, which may be the rest of this week, the way things look, but the demand is lessening.
Okay, no problem. Just whatever you need me to help you with to support, you just reach out, and I'll do what I can.
Well, the first thing I want you to do is make sure Miss Anna and Perry and the rest of the family are doing good.
Yeah, well, it's just been a long day. I need some rest. All right, bud, let me get on. 73 Patrick, Kill 4 NUE, I'm clear.
And good to hear you tonight, and glad everything went as well as could for Perry today. KO 4 HX. 4JKV, KO4HX. You on frequency yet? 4JKV, KO4HX.
HKX, this is KO4JKV. How you doing, Patrick?
I just need to pass some information to you about the net tonight.
Pen and paper.
Won't be anything like that much, but when you go to do a call for announcements tonight, go ahead and announce that when people check in, to keep it very brief, but if you know where people can get supplies and things they need, relay that in as you're checking in, but remind them to be very brief with their comments. That way things go smooth. There's going to be a couple of operators standing behind you taking that information down. You do not have to. So all you got to do is manage the net like normal, but when you make your announcement, ask for that information. We're looking for gas, grocery stores, banks, and ATMs that are open where people can get cash, because there's still a lot of things cash only. Pharmacies, you know, CVS, Walgreens, that kind of thing. If they know where generators are at, they can be got, you know, supplies that they need. They're looking for that kind of information tonight, and they're going to record it and send it down to Columbia. But like I said, you do not have to worry about recording that. All you got to do is call the net like normal after that announcement.
That sounds good. And I was wondering, are we just going to forego the rag tube portion to turn it back over to the emergency function?
We died.
I was just wondering, should I forego the rag tube portion in order to turn it back to the emergency mode?
Do that. You can just run the net normal. We don't have an emergency mode going on. We just have an informal net. We haven't put the repeater in emergency mode. We've just kind of health and welfare checks and that kind of stuff, and getting information out have taken priority. But when there's lulls in there, people can still come in and they can use the repeater to check on family or whatever. You know, Larry and Randall have been doing that on a regular basis. and have no issue with that whatsoever, as long as they leave space in there to allow for breaks and people to come in case there are emergencies.
JKV, that sounds good. I have it down here, and hopefully it goes smoothly. And so I'll be standing by, ready to run the net here in about 12 minutes.
You can do just like I did last night. It's all you need to do.
KO4 JKV, KO4 HKX. I'll be standing by.
And thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling the net tonight. KO4 HKX, standing by for the net. Tom, were you calling me?
Oh, yeah. Nothing important. I just want to say I was sure happy to hear that Perry made it through the surgery all right. That's a terrible surgery. They paralyze your whole body. And there can be complications. But it's, on the brighter side, Bernice is making an apple strudel, two of them. And all I can say is eat your heart out.
And that's somebody that's just absolutely mean to get on here and do that to people up here that are having a hard time getting a hot meal.
I'll get in my helicopter and bring you some up tomorrow. If you believe that, I got a little bit of beachside property down in Arizona.
Give me a hard time, Tom. You enjoy your apple strudel. I'm sure the next time I get down there, there'll be something sweet waiting on me.
There might be some left over. Well, no, it's Monday. I doubt that very seriously. Especially with a little dauber of homemade ice cream beside it. AJC.
Before HKX and Tom here.
Can I have one to say? Our power just came back on about 15 minutes ago. Here in Anderson, so maybe that's progress. They said it'd be Friday before we come back home. Of course, it may go back out again. Who knows? But anyway, so we got everything back up. Our cable's up and Wi-Fi and the whole nine yards.
Jerry, they said Friday and ours come on this morning after 4 days and 5 hours. Go ahead, Patrick.
I didn't lose mine until, was it? Friday evening is when we finally lost our power. So we rode through the whole storm. It was after the storm that we lost ours. I'm sure they took it down because of everything else down around us. But I imagine it's going to be a while up here with all the mudslides and trees and just is. It's a apocalyptic is all I can say. It is bad up this way.
Daughter had two of her reporters up there in Nashville, and they got stuck, and she finally had to call the sheriff or chief of police in Nashville to see if they could locate them. They did find them, though, but they were okay, but no cell service. I did hear that somebody, I don't know where the guy was coming from, though, somebody was going to drop in some Starlink satellite stuff up there tomorrow, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe 10 of them or something like that to give some people some coverage.
We still don't have any internet, Jerry, but I'm glad to hear you. Wondered how you was doing. Chad's son got a big oak tree, fell on the cab of his truck and broke his back, and he had to go through surgery today, and we've all been real concerned about that. Go ahead, Patrick.
Put up a few prayers for him and his family. But guys, I'm going to step out of here and I'm going to stand by for the net and try to take a deep breath and relax until in the morning.
Have a good evening. N4DJC clear.
73 Jerry, nice to hear you and glad you're safe. KO4HKX and 0TR clear.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Quick question, Tom. Did Chad ever get in touch with you this afternoon?
No, sir. Negative.
He was looking for you earlier. They sent me a text wanting to know if I could copy CW, and I said, yeah, but I can't while I'm driving. So I don't know what he wanted. I didn't call him back.
I've been glad to help out. I turned the HF on down there just now. Most everything's on sideband tonight, I think, Gary.
Okay. I just wanted to find out if he ever got in touch with you. He was looking for you or me or somebody on the T-Bark machine, but I don't know if he got in touch with anybody or not. Hadn't heard anything else out of him, just thought I'd ask. N0TR, KI4DOS. Tell Miss Bernice I said hey.
She's making two apple strudels over here, Gary. Eat your heart out. Chad was talking to Patrick earlier. I didn't want to interrupt. And Perry went through 7 hours of surgery and had to fuse two vertebrae. And the rest of it I can't remember. But he made it through successfully. And Chad said something about a hornet. I imagine he's about like poking a hornet's nest after a surgery like that. But anyways, I'll get off of here, Gary, and we're just very thankful that he's all right. Chad sounds like he's been beat up by a bunch of Navy SEALs. I mean, he's wore out. He was CIA, crazy in the Army. See you later, Gary. KI4DOS, N0TR.
This is a report on Perry. But Joy had basically the same surgery. She had three discs fused in her back, rods and screws, and a titanium cage and all that stuff. So I basically know what he's going through. I haven't been through it myself, but Joy's been through it, and I've lived through it with her. So all that being said, again, you and Miss Bernice have a great evening. And, yeah, I love that apple strudel she makes. It's really good. 73 Tom, N0TR, KI4DOS, standing by for that.
Okay, Gary. Good to hear you. Yeah, Bernice had that, too, about 10 years ago. 73 Gary, N0TR, clear. Say hi to Joy.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. My location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal priority traffic or announcements and bulletins. If so, call KO4JKV.
Control. Here is Whiskey Romeo 4 X-ray Mike. I got two announcements, please, sir.
WR4XM. Can you give me your name, location, and go ahead with your announcements?
Okay, name is Mendel, and I'm located in Pickens, South Carolina. Okay, all right. This is related to the Helena, the storm. Been out kind of pretty well looking at a lot of the areas that been affected, and it is a mess. So it probably going to still take a while. I know they probably trying to get it on as fast as they can, but anyway, it's still probably going to be a while. Okay, all right. On one of the announcements, now, of course, I know Winlink. That is one tool that you can use to get a email out without internet. Okay, and of course, basically on the HF bands, It has really been busy, very, very busy. Be lucky if you could maybe have maybe a minute or two to get an email out. Okay, and of course, basically, general class license is only from there up above can get on the HF band and use Winley. That is a great tool. We do, for the technician class, we do have a Winlink VHF Digi. That is a very wide coverage Digi machine. It covers all the way up North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina. So it does has another way in getting information, email out. The frequency is 145.530. So basically, it's WX4PG-10. So they shouldn't have no problem in you know, getting an email out. Of course, all you need is a signal link or a DigiKey and a VHF radio, and you'll be good to go. So basically, for the ones that's got a technician class license. Okay, on the other two, of course, it's with the General Mobile Radio Service. There's several repeaters that's got backup power. That does cover quite a bit of range, wide area coverage machines. They can pretty well talk, stay in communications with their family. They've been really, really busy with the repeaters here. And of course, basically a good tool to have in communicating. All it is a station license. The whole household can use it. And another good tool, along with, if you got an amateur radio operator, along with an amateur radio person has got a license. So two good tools to use in this with this storm, when cell phone service is still out, internet still out. So good way and stay in communications. End of my announcement. WR4XM.
4XM. This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that information, Randall. And I have that written down here, and we'll pass that along. Any other stations with priority or emergency traffic, call KO4JKV or net control. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. And also this evening, we're going to do things a little differently than normal. As you check in, if you could briefly give the status of you and the amenities at your location in regards to supplies such as gasoline, groceries, banks, ATMs, pharmacies, generators, propane, and the like. But please be brief, because if there's any emergency traffic, we'd like to keep the net moving and leave a lot of breaks. Give me just a second. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't have any access to the pre-net check-ins or the Echolink, so we're going to go right to the RF check-ins. And the since tonight is Monday, we're going to go with Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this would be your turn to call. But as you check in, give your name, call sign, location, and a brief description of the supplies, such as gas, groceries, banks, pharmacies, and the like. Okay, so Echo through Hotel, E through H, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, North Carolina. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan, but thank you for calling the net, sir.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. And like Patrick, I'm kind of frazzled a little bit, so I'm going to be negative tonight. Basically, things are slowly but surely shaking out up here, but no internet, no water, and have a generator, and I have gas for it. So we're in good shape. Appreciate you running the net tonight, Duncan. It's KC4EZN.
Control, please check in out of order Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima KA5WLL Leroy Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
This afternoon, and they are giving cash back. The Aldi, located in Easley, is fully stocked, has milk and eggs and bread. WP.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That is Patrick, the hardest working man on the repeater the past few days. Thanks for checking in, Patrick, and I hope you get a little rest here. And everything's going good in Penrose. Next, we'd like to check, welcome KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Thanks for checking in, Harry. Hang in there, and I'm doing the same. Next, we'd like to welcome KA5WLL, that is Leroy and Taylors. Next up is W4FHJ, Gene and Taylors. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4GWP. That is Hayden and Easley. Thanks for all that information, Hayden. And you did a textbook example of dropping some information. To the point and good stuff. So, 73 to you, Hayden. Kitchens, Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Hey, good evening. Please check in K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Stuart, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf. David in Easley. Again, KM4GZG, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Check in, KI4EJY, Kilo, India, 4, Echo, Juliet, Yankee. This is Elisha. I'm mobile and Greer. I'll be in and out.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Delta Mike Sierra, KG4DMS, Dwayne of Traveler's Rest. Check me in and out, please.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4HNR, that is Connor in Greenville. We'd like to welcome KM4GZG, that is David in Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4EJY, that is Elijah, Mobile, and Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome KG4DMS, Dwayne in Traveler's Rest. And let's take a break here. If there's any emergency or priority traffic, call now. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move down the alphabet to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, course bonus mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Updates as of maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours ago, if anybody's listening and can't get on the 6-4 repeater and tuning into this one. There was two or three stations that had gas. The BP there at the Burger King on Spartanburg Highway. Let's see where else I saw it. The Ingalls. On Highland Lake up there, and I didn't go on further down Spartanburg, but it seems like we're getting a pretty good supply, and there were short lines, so if you're in this area and you want to try that, I don't know how long they'll stay open now, but that's the updates I've got for you. Also, if there's anybody in this part of our world over here, let me tell you, at East Henderson High School and several other schools, some water distribution going on from the county, and truckloads of supplies are continuing to come in, and that's going to be from 9 to 6 tomorrow and every day of this week. So you're welcome to see anybody come by that wants to. One case of water per day and some food items and some other types of items. So my school is East, and so I work that today. So that's what I got for you. So this is KK4JF. Let's get that right. KK4JFO, and I'll be negative and negative, and that's safety threes for each one of you.
So Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. The Sphinx at the corner of Worley and Pleasantburg had gas today. The Aldi's had a sign on its door that said it would be opening in the afternoon as they restock shelves. The Walmart at Poinsett and Duncan Chapel, that area, Walmart Neighborhood Market, had groceries but no meat and no milk or cold goods. The Publix in the same area was fully stocked and operational. And Walmart also had gas, and they had quite an orderly line that they were directing. They might have run out later in the day, but it looks like they're going to be restocking. KE6KEN.
Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at the base of Parrish Mountain, and we have no power, no internet, but here at the house we have backup generator, and of course our HF capability. Thank you.
If you would please check in Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. That's Matthew here in Northern Pickens County. We do have a little bit of traffic. If I'm okay to go ahead with it, it won't be long.
Hey, traffic.
Put on the GMRS side of things tonight on the net. In the upstate of South Carolina, there's a company in Greenville called Safe Industries. It's over at the TD Center, which is 10 Watson Aviation Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. Once again, it's Safe Industries, 10 Watson Aviation Drive, Greenville, South Carolina. They have generators and chainsaws for cost. They're not gouging. They're selling them at cost for those that are in need. And I know there's still a big need for generators out there. So just throwing that out there, we were shared with that information just about an hour ago. That's it. No other traffic. WW4JET is clear.
4JET, thanks for that information, Matthew, and we'll get that passed along. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll go ahead and welcome Matthew, WW4JET. Thanks for checking in. We'd also like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Next, we'd like to welcome KE6KEN. That is Ken in Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome KE4JRK. That is John at the base of Paris Mountain. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. Let's see. Let's take a break for any emergency or priority traffic. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see if there's any other stations in the I through L group, India through Lima. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. I think we have everybody in that group, so we're going to move on to Mike through Papa. M through P. And also, as you check in, if you have information that pertains to your status with electricity, water, and whatnot, and also if there's any amenities around your location, such as gas stations, food, propane, pharmacies, if you just be brief, and that we would love to pass any information that you might have that you think that might help others. So let's continuing on with the check-ins. We're on the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
This is Whiskey 4, Oscar Sierra Sierra, Kim in Piedmont, South Carolina. The sink station at Wadsworth Road and I-85 was pumping gas. The QT at 291 and Malden Road was pumping gas. This information is 4 hours old, 4 hours old. Over.
Charles, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, so be negative and negative. Please check in our daughter by telephone relay. She's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. And we have no power. We're using a generator. And, you know, supplies around here are diminishing.
AKV. Duncan, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. No power, no internet on backup generator. The Speeds and QT at Highway 25 and Ferris Bridge Road have gas as of 5:30. The Walmart on Highway 25 in Berea was open as of 5:30 today. 7-3 to you and all the net.
Control, please check in KN4NQT. This is Wes down in Powdersville. No power, no internet. We do have a lot of candles. Talking to you on my Motorola handheld. But gas is available at Highway 86 and Old Williamson Road near 85 there. The QT and the Sphinx have fuel, but no mid-grade or premium. The Pilot on the other side of the highway does have all three grades. Powdersville is still kind of a ghost town. Thank you for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. Name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec. We're both in Piedmont. Have no traffic. We do have power on in our area in Piedmont. Other than that, I'm clear.
Delta 9, Mike Kilo Romeo. My name is Scott in Simpsonville. We have power, no internet. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4OSS. That is Ken in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena. and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And that is, they're in Piedmont. And they bring their daughter along with them via telephone relay from West Shoals. Her call sign is KM4MOQ. Next, we'd like to welcome WG4MC, that is Matt, in Western Greenville County. Then we'd like to welcome KN4NQT, that is Wes in Powdersville. Next, we'd like to welcome KG4PFI, that is Don, and he brings along his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, there in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome KD9MKR, that is Scott in Simpsonville. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. We do have power here. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I won't, I will be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
JKV. KO4JKV, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ Jim in Taylors. This afternoon, the Bank of America at the corner of Wade Hampton and Poinsett was operating, and also most of the gas stations along South Buncombe Road in the Greer Taylors area were pumping gas as well. KA2TXJ.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Next, we'd like to welcome KA2TXJ, that is Jim in Taylors. Any of the stations wishing to check in the Quebec through Tango group, call KO4JKV.
KKV. Whiskey 4, Sierra, Oscar Echo, Sean and Greer. Have power, no internet. Everything looks good along the Pelham Road corridor between Haywood Road and Highway 14. Most stores are open and operating.
Hold, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, somewhere in North Taylors.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With recognizing W4SOE, that is Sean in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome KE6, Tango Charlie Golf. And what was the name with that? I got you in North Taylors, but I didn't catch that name.
Harry. And while we're mentioning what's available, the pharmacies at Ingalls Markets profess to be open. I haven't actually checked there. But the area around Wade Hampton and Buncombe Road is pretty well lit up.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4SOE, that is Sean in Greer. Next, we'd like to recognize KE6TCG, that is Harry in North Taylors. Thanks for that info, Harry. Let's take a pause here, see if there's any emergency or priority traffic. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, let's move on down the alphabet to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z, and if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
KV. Thank you for calling the net. Nice to hear you tonight, and hope everything is well. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo,
I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
Kizzy. Kizzy, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TPD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. No power. Do have generator, Starlink, so I can have internet. And just a couple hours ago, there was gasoline at the hot spot in Princeton on Highway 25. Actually was able to snag some non-ethanol gas. So, other than that, that's about it. K4XB.
And Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4VEW. It's Ben and down in Simpsonville. No power, no internet. I'm working out of a hotel. And want to let everybody know that avoid the Haywood Road, Haywood Mall area. There's a massive staging effort going on right now of electric utilities. They need to get in, get out. So keep that area clear if possible.
K4UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. No power. I'm just pretending I'm camping. I think everything's going good. Thanks for running the net.
Check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landon, Portable, Jacobsville, negative, negative.
JKV, please check in November 4, Victor, Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative. And the only update is Tigerville now has power in the gas station on North Greenville University campus on Tigerville Road is open and appears to be taking cards.
KV, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's. We have internet. We have backup power through generator that we're using sparingly. And running water. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to all.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge to the Internet. I'd like to welcome this big group. First on the list is N4ZLK at Shane in Cleveland. Then we'd like to welcome K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, along with KQ4TBD, Angela. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that is Dan in Simpsonville. And thanks for that information to avoid Haywood Mall area. They're doing some sort of staging operation. So thanks for checking in, Dan. And next, we'd like to welcome K4UBD, but I didn't get a name or location. Do you still listen? And, let me know your name and your location and how you're doing. Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, K4UBD, if you're still there, and come back with your name and location.
4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben as in Benjamin.
That. I had a Dan and Ben. There's a little noise on the signal, but I got it corrected in the book. Thanks for coming back to get that information straight. Let's give one more call for K4UBD. I just wanted to try to get a name and location with that voice. K4UBD, name and location.
4VUT. That's November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. And this is Jamie in Tigerville.
Jamie, I was referring to a different call sign, but I'll go ahead and recognize you, N4, Victor Uniform Tango, Jamie in Tigerville. Thanks for checking in. And then we'd like to welcome KG4WNP, Landon. And Landon, I just got a bill for the city. What town are you in?
Southside Jacobsville, close to Marietta.
I got that corrected in the book down there around Marietta. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome W4ZPH. That is David and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. All right, let's take a brief pause here to see if there's any emergency or priority traffic.